Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Energy Star Talk mit mir Felina und einer Gästin, die dieses Jahr mit einem Monsterprojekt zurück am Start ist. 13 Songs, 13 Musikvideos, ein Album, ehrlich und authentisch und zum ersten Mal nicht nur auf Englisch, sondern auch in ihrer Heimatsprache, Albanisch und alles absolute Banger. A very warm welcome to our guest, the one and only, incredibly good looking,
wow,
funny, beautiful, talented, gifted Bebe Rexha.
Wow, can I take you with me?
Yeah, totally.
Will you come back with me to this America?
Yeah, I come everywhere.
Okay, come with me.
Just for the compliments. I do compliments the whole day. This
but
is
thank
okay.
Thank you for having me, by the
thank
way.
Thank you for visiting us. We are so, honored that you're here because I called it in the beginning, there's a monster project coming to us.
Thank you.
Your new album, Dirty Blonde, on June 12th, you will release it. How excited are you?
Very. Nervous, excited, all the above. But I'm excited. I'm excited to be traveling, you know, being in different countries, being here in Germany, promoting. It's a really, it's nice to be back. It's been a very long time.
Yes, totally. You know? We missed you.
I missed you guys too. Just being able to do this is like a blessing, the promo and having a team and people around you that believe in you. It's really nice.
And I called it a monster project because you're not releasing just an album. You have 13 songs and also
visuals,
13 videos, visuals that are coming with them.
Yes.
Like, are you okay, girl?
We shot 13 visuals in 3 days.
This is like...
Well, I think, you know, in the world we live in now, it's like you want to kind of, I think visuals are nice. You know, we're on our phones all day, you know, so I wanted to do something just a bit more interesting. I always wanted to do a visual album. So it's kind of funny that I'm now in an independent artist and able to do it. I just think because when you have like certain people around you, you get to do, you know, more guerrilla style and just shoot things and be more creative. And that's really fun and inspiring.
Do you have the feeling like it's adding a layer you missed before?
Yeah,
like having
of course.
The visuals?
Because a lot of times when I'm in the studio and I'm writing a song, the visual come to me immediately.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, I envision myself walking down the street with this song and, you know, falling apart and, you know, so I always have like, not all the time, but a lot of the time when I'm writing something, I always like kind of envision the music video in my head as I'm in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Because I was asking myself, how do you keep the overview when you have like 13 visuals?
Mean like the overall?
Yeah, so I want to do this with the one song and they look totally different. Everything's different.
A lot of preparation.
Yeah.
A lot. Months and months of preparation with all the logistics and the outfits and, you know, the styling and the creative and the, you know, hiring the right lighting crew and video director and creative director and building really being able to curate a team, building a team around you that really understands the vision. Which was a little bit hard in the beginning because I was like, you guys, I have an idea. I want to shoot 13 visuals and I want to put them all on the internet and have clips. And then like every other week or depending on how we feel, we just release a song and a visual, song and a visual, song and a visual leading up to the album, which a lot of people were like, huh?
Hmm?
Because you usually just do one song and just stay with that one song for like 6 months to a year. But I feel like we move in such a quicker way now with our phones that you need to just consistently feed people.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you're totally right.
And then you will see, as you're dropping music, you will see which songs people are, you know, getting kind of, you know, drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, you know, New Religion, we were not going to put it out for a while.
Really?
To be honest with you. Yes.
I have so many feelings about New Religion. Wow.
But when we had put the clips out, the fans were like, absolutely not. They were threatening me.
Really?
Yes. I was getting threats.
Shut up.
They're like, if you don't put this out, that's the stupidest thing you could do if you don't put this song out next. We want this song. I will stop being your fan. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I guess we're putting out New Religion.
Okay.
Okay. I read the comments, you know.
You're really into your social media and your comments, right?
Of course.
You look at them.
I heard you say
sometimes you're like a little bit too sensitive to read them. And then other days you're like, I'm on fire. Give me the comments.
Yes, I have my days. But I've definitely gotten more immune to it. Because it's imagine like being like a human being, and you are reading everything that people are saying about you, but that comes with the, you know, being in the public eye. So in the beginning, I would take things very, you know, sensitively, especially when people talk about your look and weight mm-hmm. or getting older as a woman. And now I'm just like, that's fine if they're, you know, I say, my mom says this, she'll say, well, if they're talking about you, that's at a least. Good thing, mm-hmm. bad or good. She's like, I'm just a, you know, a woman from New York. And she's like, nobody talks about me. I was like, no, I was like, you know, you're special. Like, and she's like, no, but she's like, it's a good thing for people to feel moved by you,
mm-hmm.
whether it's good or bad or whatever they want to say.
You touch them at some kind.
That's
part
fine.
Of their
whether
soul.
It's hate or love,
yeah.
it's fine.
Pretty cool.
I think at a certain point in your life, you become very like confident in yourself, and you become very like strong and stable in your body as a woman and as a human. And it's like, I pick my days. Some days I wake up and I'm very feisty. I fight back.
I have
online.
Chills because it's so good to hear a woman yeah. saying this about herself, to be so self-confident,
you know,
and aware of everything. And
well,
you
I'm
know
self-confident.
Your worth.
I'm confident, but I'm also insecure. I'm strong, and sometimes I'm not strong. And I think that's the dichotomy of being a woman, is we have our days. But I think that it takes time and understanding that. I think I've come to a point in my career and my life where it's like, you know, you seek this, you want to be loved. I think, you know, if you say, oh, I don't care to be loved or to be respected or recognized in my career, that's a lie in a sense. But there's a different energy that comes when you stand so firmly in who you are. And I said for a certain time, I felt like you reek of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the audience can feel that desperation. They can smell it. They can sense it. But that's also being around the right people that believe in you and having the right team.
And you have your people.
That support you. Yeah, I'm very blessed right now. It took a very long time, though. It's been about like mm-hmm. 7 years. I think I did an interview, and the interviewer said, oh, it's been 9 years. And I said, wow, I haven't been in Germany promoting or, you know, and these things are not easy. It takes a big group of people to come and do these things, you mm-hmm. know, and prepare it and to be out here. And that is a blessing within itself, because how are you going to connect to the fans if you are in the territory, you're not in the country, you're not seeing them, feeling them, listening to the radio? What are people listening to? You have to be in it.
Okay, I can tell you, New Religion is like one of our favorites.
Yay.
And of our listener favorites. Aww. Because they do want to hear it more often.
Aww.
Give us more. It's always
now you're giving me goosebumps. I swear I have goosebumps right now.
Aww, this is
that makes
so
me
cute.
So happy.
Really?
It's been the last 7 years has been very hard for me. Just being in a situation in the major label system where I felt very frustrated. And I felt like I couldn't put out the music I wanted to or have a team of people that really believed in it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that can eat away at you. And I think that's why I've been able to become so strong now, because I see now it's not just about everybody has ups and downs in life, no matter who you are. But it's really is all, even though it sounds a little corny and cheesy, but it really is how you pick yourself back up.
And in the end, it's fine if it's cheesy, but if it works, then
it's
the right
thing. I say I don't stop. I
yeah.
don't stop. I fucking go.
Yeah.
I go for it. I hit the ground. I go. Bam, 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 bam,
yeah.
bam.
You are such a, like, kind of a businesswoman, but also, like, a beautiful soul. And
yes.
you accept it for yourself. Sometimes you're insecure. Sometimes you're,
I'm
like,
human.
Strong.
I'm
you
human.
Are human. And this is, I think, kind of why people are connecting to this new music you've
yeah.
got, the New Religion song. I have to say, Insomnia by Faithless,
oh my gosh.
As a 90s kid, is one of my absolute all-time favorite songs.
One of the most, in my opinion as well.
And every time I hear someone is covering or, like,
yeah.
Have a sample of it, I'm, like, a little bit skeptical.
Oh,
because I love it.
I am very skeptical.
Yeah.
Because I started as a songwriter. I'm a songwriter at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why with this project, with Dirty Blonde, like, I wanted just to do whatever I wanted, because a lot of times they want to put artists in a box. especially female artists, you have to have one sound, one, whether it's rhythmic or completely pop or completely dance or slightly or completely country. And I'm like, no, I want to do it all. Like,
you totally challenged
this. I want to be in the studio. And like, so with New Religion, I agree. Like, I didn't seek, because after I'm good, I didn't want to do another sample.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm also very skeptical, too. And I'm like, oh, really? You took the easy way out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I think of it. And but it, the way that it came about was so natural. It wasn't like I was, I had written the song. And then after we had written the song, I knew it was something special. And then I said, more than likely, you guys, this will probably not get cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such an iconic song. And me being a songwriter, if somebody came to me and said, oh, I want to, you know, Do Me, Myself, and I, or Meant to Be, or I'm a Mess, or Hey Mama, or the Monster, like, because as a writer, you have the control to be like, you can use this or not. I want to love it. You know, I would be a little skeptical too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not expecting them to clear the record, to be honest with you. And then when they cleared it, I was just shocked. Because I was in London, and I had a writing session, and I had sat with a producer, a very big producer, and I said, you guys, I want to play you this song. It's called New Religion. I really love it. It's about, like, you know, when you're feeling a little low and you're not sure where to, like, place your faith. I feel like music's always been the one thing. It's been my salvation. It's, you know, when I have those hard times, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, but I have moments where I, you know, am, like, a little unsure. And I said, what's been the constant, especially when I was going through a really dark phase? I said, it's been music. And I said, I really want to write, you know, a song about, like, the neon churches and where we go to, like, you know, just find ourselves again and be connected to something. Because I feel like music's always done that for me,
yes.
Whether I can't feel or whatever. So I went to the studio and I said, you guys, I want to play you a song called New Religion. And I played it for them. And the producer goes, oh, Insomnia by Faithless. He said, good luck getting that cleared. There's absolutely no way. He's like, I have a version. Can I play it for you? And I heard his version first. And I said, well, I said, guess what? I said, I'm a bad bitch. And that song is already cleared. That sample is already cleared. And his face was like, he was like, he couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
What a moment.
Yeah. So it's really amazing. You know, I sat down with Sister Bliss and, like, had brunch with her. And, you know, we just got to know each other. She brought me a really cute book that you, like, knock on. And, like, you open it and it tells you, like, what you need to hear for the day. Like, just like a spiritual message. And that was really nice. Just getting to connect with them, getting to learn more about them, more about the song, how they created the song and the sounds. It's been really fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah, totally. And you said you are really spiritual.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask, if you could build your own religion,
yeah,
like your really new religion, what would be your commandments?
Wow.
Like, you can give me like three and not the 10.
You give me one, I'll give you one.
Okay. So maybe, yeah, everybody needs to dance.
Ooh.
Every day. Like, just... Even
oh
if it's
gosh,
just for
I
5 minutes.
That. I love that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That'd
be incredible. I would say everybody would have to be kind to each other.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That would be kind of hard, though, right? To be kind.
Yeah, to be kind.
And loving.
Yeah.
Also to give yourself into the music, like release yourself into the music. But I love the dancing one a lot.
Yeah.
You beat me on that. That's a good one, to dance 5 minutes a day. I would also love for dance 5 minutes a day, kindness and love to people, and also I don't know.
Yeah, but it's good already.
I'm like, I would have prepared. I should have wrote down all my commandments.
No, you have time. Maybe you can release them later.
I love that. I was thinking actually about having the pillars.
Yeah.
Like a whole thing, like a pillar, the pillars of the new religion and stuff. But I didn't want to go too deep into like a religion because I didn't want people to think it was me trying to make.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But I don't want people to think that. But I think also giving yourself to the music would be a good one.
But maybe let's start a new religion. And it's my fault because I have another question about, like, you know, in the church, you are always getting the body and blood of Jesus. Yes. And it's like wine and bread.
Yes. What would we be
what
giving?
Would oh, your, gosh. Because I can tell you mine.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know if we can say another radio. I'm just kidding.
For me, it's just pho soup, the pho, mm-hmm. and bread with raisins.
Ooh.
I love it. I know that people hate raisins, but I love it.
Can I tell you, I'm a very, like, a lot of people want, like, chocolate cake and frosting, and I'm actually, like, an old woman at heart, because I prefer, like, a muffin, like, a bread that's slightly sweet with a cup of coffee, a scone, a biscotti. Like, I like also very much so that kind of stuff. I would probably say I would... maybe a glass of red wine,
mm-hmm.
or like a liquor of choice.
Okay, yeah, I'm into it.
And I'm trying to keep it PG. I would say a great cup of coffee.
Yeah,
a great cup of coffee. Oh, your drink of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Could be red wine. It could be a coffee. That would be my.
You can choose.
Yeah, you could choose, and maybe just an amazing slice of pizza. Imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going into the neon church and just getting a slice of pizza and a glass of red wine.
I feel the beat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm eating the pizza. So totally delicious.
Yes. Yeah. We got it. Yeah, great. I love it. And you also are singing in Albanian.
Yes.
Like chica?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it? The word is girl, right?
Yeah, chica, yeah. It's like a slang word that
okay.
was created, yeah.
Because I was laughing pretty hard about the fact that you put out the visuals in this 4 minutes
yes.
Super dry cut.
Yeah.
And the girls are elderly guys with
yeah,
your name tattooed on
fun.
The chest.
This was so cute. I wanted to have like more so like that like Balkan European, like, you know, growing up. We would sit in like plastic chairs and everybody, the guys would be drinking like a Turkish coffee and playing like dominoes. And I wanted to recreate that like energy of like how I grew up in New York City. So that's why I had all the old guys there. And I thought it was really, really cute. Yeah. So it was nice putting a little bit of I've always wanted to put a little bit of my culture into my music. I think I can go deeper, to be honest, like with the sounds. But I think it's a good start for the Chica Chica song.
Totally, yes. You feel more like at home with your music right now?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, growing up, especially you said in the 90s, I think there was a certain aesthetic, a certain formula for what a pop star looked like, a certain size, a certain, you know, everybody was always like super thin, abs, this, that. You know, said, you know, had specific music. It was kind of cookie cutter, but it was amazing. But I always kind of get scared to, I was not scared, but like, I was like, could I put a little bit of my culture in my music? Could I do all these things, you know? And I think, you know, being around the people I'm at right now, they're like, yes, like, put, like, you know, do more. Like, we want to see the real you.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it. I love it. I feel it. I love the song. It's giving so authentic vibes and I want to hear more of it. It's like, yeah.
Thank you.
Give us more of that.
Yes.
I love it totally. And just one last question because we were talking about spirituality and I saw you decided to just put out 13 songs,
yeah.
But you wrote like 100?
Yes.
For this album?
Well, it's one of my lucky numbers.
Okay, why? Because I have a strong opinion about the number 13.
I want to know your opinion.
Because, and I don't know if it's a global thing, but there's Friday 13th. Is this a thing for you?
Yes,
where you
yes.
are, it's an unlucky day.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a thing that is totally made up because 13 is actually the number, a female divine number, because we have like 13 menstrual cycles
yes,
a year.
Yes, and, yes, yes,
and
yes.
The
and
Friday is for Freya, like
yes.
I don't know, German old god or I
no,
don't
no,
know.
No, I know what you're talking
the,
about.
The
yes.
Celts, I don't know. And she's also a goddess.
Yes,
so it's about femininity.
There's actually supposed to be 13 months.
Yeah.
It was made into 12, which is funny because if you look at the female cycle, it's 28 days,
mm-hmm.
Which was not the reason why I did it, but that is gorgeous. But it's so funny. Like, I've always been really drawn to the number 13. It's always been 7, 11, and 13. And it was either going to be 11 tracks or 13, and I just went with 13. It just happened naturally.
Cool.
It just kind of fell into my lap. So it's kind of amazing to know that.
Yeah.
I've known about that, but I never made the connection.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because
that's
you...
That's kind of cool. Like, yeah. Like, being Dirty Blonde. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
really, really
you
cool.
You find yourself, you're...
See, you're teaching me something today.
Yeah, and you also to us all with your music.
Oh,
because
thank
we
you.
Can learn to love ourselves with your music.
Yes.
Even though we have hard times sometimes.
Yeah, be human. I think, you know, in general, being human and feeling all these feelings. I have a song called I Like You Better Than Me that's like me judging myself to other women. And wanting to be a size 2 some days, and then other days loving myself, or a song called The Way I Want You, which is about unrequited love and like wanting, being so in love with somebody and being like, oh my God, this is my person, and then breaking up with me, and then me just trying to wrap my head around it. And then there's just the songs, there's some songs called like I'm the Shit that's like, I feel like I am the shit one day. And I think that's what's the beauty about being human. Is you wake up one day, you feel like shit, and then one day you wake up and you feel like the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So to me, with this album, is like I wanted to be unapologetically myself. I wanted to not ask for permission. I wanted to show all sides of myself, whether it be the Albanian girl or the girl from New York City or the girl who's vulnerable crying in her bedroom or the girl who's crying in the dance floor. I just wanted to show all those parts of myself. And Dirty Blonde is a reflection of that, is just being unapologetically yourself.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, totally, that was pretty
yes.
good, right?
Yeah.
I came from the heart. I was like,
so,
okay.
So I'm in your church already.
Let's go, girl.
And we will see you back in Germany because you're here for some festivals. For the World Club Dome and I...
So
Sanremo.
Excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. I can't wait. I hope all the people sing along. Like, it's going to be an amazing feeling.
We will do this. We will
I'm
do
excited.
This.
I'm really excited.
You have any other, also like commandments for your appearances at World Club Dome?
At where? Like, oh, my commandments?
Yeah. What should the audience be doing?
The audience should be, I would say, I want to see you dance. You must dance.
5 minutes of dance every day.
More than 5 minutes.
Yes.
You must dance. You must have fun. You must love. And you must come dressed to impress.
Good one.
Dressed to impress.
Good call.
Because we're gonna party, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You must come ready to party.
I'm ready. I'm
Does
totally
that sound
ready.
Good.
Yeah, totally good.
Because we're about to turn shit up.
Yes, we love it. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Like, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Sadly, running out of time. I'm so sad because I can talk to you like for
I know.
Hours.
Next time, we got to have a little girl hang in Germany.
Yes. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Bibi Rexha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kein Abo, keine monatlichen Kosten. Bei uns streamt ihr for free die Energy Webstreams. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Zum Beispiel Energy Fitness. Egal, wo ihr seid, egal, was ihr macht. Das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. I just wanna make you sweat. Checkt Energy Fitness und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Ganz einfach über euren Smart Speaker.
Alexa, spiel Energy Fitness.
Energy Hit Music Only.